Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. There are places of judgment which will house those without Jesus Christ as their Savior after death. That's the headline. David James will come to this broadcast table with Bible in hand to explain these places biblically.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I think it would be very helpful to discuss the various places of punishment mentioned in the Bible, in both the Old and New Testaments. So let's do that for a few moments.
Sheol is the place of the dead in the Old Testament, mentioned 65 times in the Old Testament. It's translated variously as hell. Some places it is translated as Sheol. Some places it's translated as the pit, and then other places that word is translated simply as the grave. So the doctrine of hell in the Old Testament isn't as detailed as it is in the New, and in fact, Sheol, being the place of the dead, actually had two places within it, one that would be known in the New Testament as Hades, and the other part being paradise, the place where the righteous went when they died. Now, in the New Testament, much more detail. The word Hades in the Greek appears 11 times, and we see this specifically, for example, in Luke 16. A rich man was in Hades, or in hell, and a place of torment, and he lifted up his eyes and saw Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham, which would have been the paradise portion of Sheol. Then there's the word Tartarus, which is found one time in the scripture in 2 Peter 2:4. Talking about the angels who sinned, and I believe those are the angels from Genesis 6 who sinned and were contributing factor in the flood, and that God has cast them down to hell or Tartarus and delivered them into chains of darkness. And then there is the pit that we find in the book of Revelation. We see it, for example, Revelation chapter 9, where the angels given the key to the bottomless pit, and the smoke locusts come out of that pit. Also later in Revelation 20, we find that Satan is bound for 1,000 years in that bottomless pit. And then, of course, the lake of fire we read about one time in Revelation 20, and that is where unbelievers of all history are cast when they are judged guilty at the great white throne judgment. So that's a quick overview.
David James with biblical explanation of the places of punishment for the afterlife as defined in the Bible. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. David James gave us a brief biblical explanation of the places of punishment as laid out in the Bible. The lake of fire is the eternal hell for lost people, people without Jesus Christ as their Savior. That lake of fire is a place of torment, thirst, and thinking. That's Luke chapter 16, which is the eternal abode for all lost people. I pray that statement scares you to the point that you will admit you're a sinner, believe that Jesus Christ can give you eternal life, and you will call upon Jesus right now for Him to save you. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...